Getty, can you tell me a little bit about how you got involved with Bletch in the first place? I mean, how were you recruited?
I have absolutely no idea. It's the biggest secret ever. No, seriously, I have no idea. I only surmise that at the time, most of the army units and other military units were asked to look out for people who had linguistic or perhaps also mathematical qualifications. But beyond that, I have absolutely no idea. Not only in my imagination.
And tell me, when you did arrive here, how did it all happen? I mean, did you get a ticket to Bletchley, or what happened?
I got a ticket to Bletchley from Euston, yes, and arrived in the dock and was sent to a billet in New Bradwell, which was pretty awful. I was with another girl who had escaped from Belgium, literally, with the Nazis one end of the house, and she got out of the other end. And she and I piled up and found that we were in this billet in Bradwell, having not only to share a room, but a bed.
Not too bad, I wouldn't mind.
Embarrassing, believe me.
So true. And when you did arrive here, how did they sort of receive you, I mean, in terms of the Official Secrets Act?
Well, the Official Secrets Act, rather formidable-looking document, rather a lot of it, had to be read and signed, and one swore that one wouldn't say a word forever. And I was pretty young at the time, as you know, and I thought, now, how am I going to do this? And I didn't think for very long. I just said to myself, Betty, you've been told you do not say anything, and you don't. That's the end of it.
Amazing. Betty, thank you so much.